Morning. Let's go. Heviu lefonov moliach tchilo, some sort of salty thing, very salty thing. Upas imo. So he's eating here the bread, not for the bread's sake. He's eating the bread to somehow ease up the saltiness. It's mevorach ala moliach upotes apash apas tfeilolo. Zaklal kol she'ikav imo tfeilom mevorach ala ikav upotes atfeilom. And we're trying to point out, the truth is we learned this already, because we had in the previous Mishnah, Birchala Pas, Potes, Apo, Peres. We're trying to point out, the Chiddush here is that even Pas can sometimes be a Tofel. It's an unusual case. And what writer he is, Miku, Midi, Davi, Molia, Chiku, Pas, Tfeil, we have it. Omar Vacha, Breda, Rav, Avir, Omar Vashi, Bo, Eichle, Peres, Ginoi, Soshono. So special Peres there, Peres, Eretz, Yam, Kineres. And the way most Rishonim learned, what happened there was, is, he ate, the peiris ginoisu were very sweet. He ate peiris ginoisu. Because of that sweetness, he needed some sort of a moliach to counter-effect the sweetness. So he ate moliach fish, some sort of salty fish to knock out the sweetness. Then he needed bread to knock out the saltiness. So the bread then becomes a toffel to the moliach. And Mela, that's how you have bread being tofu.
Why do you have to be eating peiris ginoisa then?
Yeah, you really don't. Well, according to most Rishonim, you really don't. It's just a tzir, because an ordinary person wouldn't eat. Ordinarily, when you eat herring with bread, as the Poskim say, the bread is still the ikur. It's hard to get a case where you're eating the moliach for the moliach's sake. In other words, that the bread should be tofu. You could have a case like that. It's an unusual one. What would be the case? He ate herring with bread. Herring with bread, the bread nechalts the yikr. And you need a case where you're eating.
Sometimes people eat bread when they eat very hot things. You know like peppers or something.
Right.
They would eat bread.
Yeah, okay.
So then the bread is serving a purpose as opposed to it being the ikr.
Okay, I mean, if you have a case where the guy ate peppers, and he only ate the bread to take out the soul, it would be the same thing. But generally speaking, if a person would put pepper on bread, we still look at the bread because he's eating the bread for the bread value also. It's very hard to get a case like this. The more serious question is a funny story, because what you're really telling me is the pas is toffel to the moliach and the moliach is toffel to the peiris. So you really should have made the bracha on the peiris and not on the moliach or on the bread. It's the Gemara's case saying you're making the broch on the moliach because the bread's tofel to the moliach. The truth is everything's tofel to the peiris. You should have been yetzer with the bapirates and that's the end of it. That's Tosis Kash. So they make a case. It wasn't in front of you when you ate it. They know Hanami. If you would be that way, you would tack only make bapirates a pot to everything. But the case was when you ate the peiris, the moliach and the bread weren't in front of you yet. And you didn't have in mind to eat it. Then you got so knocked out by the peiris, you had to have the moliach and the bread. Okay. Now the Gemara gets a little into this peiris ginoisu. Apparently it was very, very sweet. I don't know. And as the Gemara says in the Megillah, Rav Chol Psim, there's always room for sweet things. Sweet things you can eat a lot of. When we would go to visit, to Rabbi Yochanan, Lemechel peiris ginoisu, when there were 100 of us, each person would take 10 peiris. So altogether have 1,000 peiris to give him. When we were 10, each of us would take 100. So they would present him with 1,000 peiris. 100 of these, how big these peiris are, 100 of them would fill up a basket of 3 soy. So you're talking about a tremendous amount. And he would eat them. Swear somehow that he didn't taste. He didn't have food. What is it? Yunus? He didn't have food. Of course he did. Meaning it wasn't a satisfying thing. They were sweet and there was always room for more, the Gemara says. Rabbi Bo Ochel Adahav Shorkli Dudum Apusi would eat so much till his, what do you call it? His Apusi, his forehead would be slippery and the fly would slip off. In other words, he would eat so much peiris, mitoch tzoholas ponim, the shine on his face, his skin would get like slippery, you know, whatever. Rav Ami Rav Asi Hava Achli, they ate so much that the Nota Mazai, the hair fell out. If Shimon Levi Hava Ochel Ad the Morid, he would eat so much of it that he would get a little bit wild. Taitum Etarefes. Va'omu Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Nesiyah. The Bei Nesiyah, Rabbi Yechon would have to go tell the Nesiyah. Va'ha B'mishadalei, Rabbi Yudha Nesiyah. Rabbi Yudha Nesiyah would send out Balushe, a group of a troop of soldiers, the Chleitz Abasrei, to find him. Umasna, they would bring him home. Okay. Kiyosar Abdimi Omar. Yes, we're talking about Shvach Ha'oretz. Yirachas Hoysolo Liyanei HaMelech. Liyanei HaMelech had a certain city, Bahar HaMelech, partner in Israel. Shemotziyim Imeno, Shishim, they would take out from the Shishim Rebo, that's 600,000, I guess, Safle Tris. Safle is bowls, I guess, of Tris is some sort of fish that they call tunina. I don't know, maybe something like tuna. I don't think they always call it tunina fish. They would take out that much fish from there, tuna, my Lazarus said, Lekotzitze Te'enim, for his workers who were cutting his figs. Meaning there was so many, he had so much food, he had so many workers that he needed that much to feed them. And the Mashur says it's continuing from before, because those workers would probably eat some of the fruit. So it's very sweet. So they also needed some sort of salty fish to calm them down. She doesn't say it right. She just seems to say it's trying to show how much tainim he had, that the workers who worked there needed shishim ribo plates of fish for their Me'erev Shabbos, for a week's meals. He also wrote in Omar, Ilan Echad Hoylo Le'anamel, that one tree, Bahar HaMelech, Shoy Morida Mimenu, Arboim Soh Goizlis. From one tree, he took down 40 Soh of small birds. Misholish Breches, three times a month. That's how much birds came off of there. New idea, how careful they were in Yuchsin here. The Gufsin Shmo, Shahoya Bo, Shmoinim Zugois, Achim Kayanim, Nesum Shmoinim Zugois, Achis Kayanis. 80 sets of brothers, Kayanim, who were married, and it's two brothers were married to two sisters, 80 times over. Each time the two Kayanim married two Kahanis. See how careful they were when you're Yuchus here. Shmoinim zugas achim kahanim nesum l'shmoinim zugas achoyes kahanis. Ubotka rabbonim yisur v'adnar dovlo ashkechu. They didn't find such a setup. Bar mi bante de Reb Chizda, except for the daughters of Reb Chizda, that were nesivin l'rami b'chomo ulamaruk for b'chomo. And there you had two sisters married to two brothers. The two brothers were kohenim. V'avagav de inu havu kahanta, inu lo havu kahani. I'm sorry, the two sisters were Kayhanois, the two brothers were not. Omar Rav Kosuda Shein Bo Melach Ein Asu'uda, Omar Rav Chiyah Barab, Omar Rav Yechon Kosuda Shein Bo Sorif. Sorif is, as she learns, it's some sort of soup, some sort of tafsh which has soup in it. Ein Asu'uda. Yeah, before that, she always have salt at the end of a meal, she have water, that kind of a thing. Ochal HaNovim, okay. Ochel HaNovim. What a chumash here. This early in the morning, chumash tissues. All the same. Sorry. Novim uteinim v'rimoinim, various of the Zayin Aminim. Mevorach Achrayim Shol Shbroch Zivrangim. We had Rebbe Gilner. Rebbe Gilner knows you have to bench on anything from the Zayin Aminim. Vachachomim Omim Broch Asim Ein Sholish. Ein Sholish. Rebbe Akiva Omim, we've had him before. Afilu Ochal Shelek, meaning cooked vegetables. V'hu Mezoinai, but it satisfies him. I mean, that's his meal. Mevorach Olov Gimel Brochas. He also have to bench on everything. And if you remember, we had before Amaisa, where Gamliel was mechabed him on dates to bench, and he didn't bench over there. So we pointed out, these points out here, because it wasn't mezoinai there. He only says it when that's your meal. There he ate it like a single snack, so even he didn't bench. Okay. Hashoy samayim l'tzomo, someone who drinks water l'tzomo is thirsty. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Mevor shakal niyabedvoro. Reb Tarfenom, we burned a foshes, Rabbis Chatzwenet. Not afterwards, before. He made a burn of foshes before water. Okay. Now, My Tamei Gamliel, where did Rabbi Gamliel get that we bench on anything desayin mina? So he says, if you look in the psukim, it says like this: Eretz chita usa'oira gefen usa'ena v'riman eretz eshemen udvosh. That's the pasuk of Zayin Amin. The next pasuk is Eretz ashaloba miskein ustoicha bol lechem lesesa kol bo, nothing's missing. Eretz ashavana bar. V'ochalta v'savotu v'erachta. So he learns very simple. V'ochalta v'savotu v'erachta is going back on the both previous psukim, not just on toicha bol lechem, but on Eretz chita usa'oira. So you have to bench on anything from the Zayin Amin. What do they hold? Eretz hifsiko inyan. Meaning, it says Eretz chidasora. Period. Then it says Eretz. So that starts a new statement. Eretz ashalo b'miskein istoicha bolechem. So b'chalta v'savata only goes back to that last Eretz. Eretz cuts it off. Benching only goes back to lechem. What does he do with that? It limits it somewhat. Meaning, when I say Zayin Aminim, but it's only in a way of eating it in the normal fashion. Someone who eats kernels of wheat, they only make a bari adoma. Even he holds on that, you don't bench. Again, we mean a top shill.
Why should it go further?
I mean,
I'm saying
it goes back on everything that preceded it. They say the second Eretz cuts it off. That's what they're saying. Eretz stops it. That starts a new thing. He says it goes back on everything. That new Eretz is just coming to tell you he has to be a little lechem dik, meaning not koy sachit. What's the brocha? Okay. The chamesh is haminim ala michi ala kakol ala tuvas asodet v'choisim ala oretz ala michi michtom b'may chosim. The way Rashi learns, the problem here is michtom b'may chosim. We have a problem. You can't make a dob. You ain't choisim b'shnayim. You don't make a chsimo with two things at the end of it. So the problem is, what's the chsimo here? Should we be choisim ala oretz ala peiris, or is that like choisim b'shnayim? What was the siman Rosh Chodesh? Even though that also looks like a chasima b'shnayim, but it's not. And the Gemara says later, why not? Because it's not two things. It's mekadesh Yisrael dekachinu l'Rosh Chodeshim. So hochamai, can we do that here? What do we do? Rav Chisda Omar. We make it. It is a double thing. And the government test will say, how come, why? Because Aloretz means, Aloretz vala mozim means Eretz the mafka mozim. Aloretz vala peiris means Eretz the mafka peiris. It's not called the chsima vishnayim, because what we mean to say is, we're making the bracha on the Oretz, which gives out peiris. Now, meantime, we have a side machloikis here. Is it al ha-peiros seho? Al ha-peiros. Zog de Gemara, Omer Bamre, v'lo pligas, no machlokes, holon v'holuhu. Veretz Yisrael and for Bovel. Now here, it happens to be flipped around. Rav Chisda, now obviously Peiros Seho is referring to Peiros Eretz Yisrael. Peiros is the general. That's a funny zak. Rav Chisda, who's in Bovel, said Peiros Seho. And there's no machlokes here. And Yoichan Eretz Yisrael said Peiros. Strange, I mean, they ate the Peiros there, and we said the bracha here. Maskelab Nachman Yitz, inu achle, banan b'malchina. They ate the Peiros Eretz Yisrael, and we're saying our Peiros Seho. So no, it's the other way around. Rav Chisda Malos ala Peiros, Bichon Malos ala Peiros Seho. And that's how we do it. In Chutz Lotz, you say Malos ala Peiros, and Yisrael, they say Malos ala Peiros
Seho.
No, babe, most, according to most, totally in the fruit. According to most. It's a little unclear there, but most told that way. You'll have Peiros Yisrael, Pashas, you'll say Peiros Seho. Amar B'Yitzhah Bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu. So we had this one. So what's the Bar Nefoshes? Al habeiv amine kufr on eggs and bosor betchilu b'vor shahakol lipsov bar nefoshes rabbis aval yarkol lo on yerek you don't make any brocha chroina. Reb Yitzchok omar afilu yarki you make bar nefoshes aval mayol lo Rav Papa Omar afilu mayim. Even mayim, meaning on anything you make, very nefoshes. Mazucha ovid Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Mazucha did like Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. He made on eggs and bosa, but not on yerokas. Rav Simi Barashi ovid ki Rav Yitzchak, meaning he made it even on yark. V'simnuch to remember chad ki trei trei kechad, meaning chad. Chad Marzutra, he did like the double name, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. The double name of Simi Barashi, he did like the single name, Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay. Om Rav Ashi, Ano Zim Nadochi, Matkan, I remember, I've been the Kikula, like everybody, meaning like Papa, and we made even burn force, even on Mayim. And Taisa says, V'chein Onu Noagim, like Rav Ashi, that we make burn force on everything. Okay. Now we have a piece of Gemara, which is in Nida, we had it not so long ago. Tonight, there's a mission in Nida Daf Nun Aleph, Kol Sheton Brocha La'achor, Ton Brocha Lefonov. Anything that needs a brocha afterwards needs a brocha before. V'yesh, there are things, Sheton Brocha Lefonov, Vein Ton Brocha La'achor. There are things that need a brocha before, but not a brocha after. So, Bishlar Bitzak Bar Avdimi is very good, Afuki Yarko. According to Bitzak Bar Avdimi, Yerek is something that needs a brocha before Adoma, doesn't need a brocha afterwards. L'Reb Yitzchak La'fuki Mayim. According to Reb Yitzchak, it'll be Mayim. Even Mayim is a brocha before without a brocha after. But l'raf popo l'afuke may, koi raf popo, that's how we do it. We make a brocha chorin on everything. So what did Mishnah mean when it said there is something that needs a brocha before and doesn't need a brocha after? L'afuke mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs you make a brocha before we do the mitzvah. There's no brocha after. There's no brocha chorin on mitzvahs. Well, the Bnei Marova, they made a brocha when they took off the tefillin. The boss of the Masalkit Filayu Mevorchach Kachon says the Sibon Lishmah Chukah. The Tais learns generally because they hold that from Chukah we learn Laila Lavzman Tefillin. So when you take off your Tefillin before Shki, and not the way we do, they used to wear the Tefillin until the end. When they took off the end, they basically became the Mitzvah Sesei of Chukah. So they made a Mitzvah of Lishmah, they made a Bracha of Lishmah Chukah. So they have a Bracha after Mitzvah too. So what are you going to do now with the mission that says? What? That's true. That's an interesting point. But Lamais is a brocha after the mitzvah. It's only on tefillin. That's the bigger problem. It's only tefillin. So Tais says the Gemara could have answered that. The Rabbi Shainim and me that we spoke then and hold, they made a brocha after every mitzvah. Tais doesn't go that way. Tais says anyone, the Gemara could have answered that. We was looking for a simple answer. Lafuke mai, but also lafuke richni. Reach. You had the last few days, we make a very atzim. So there's no noch bracha on Reach. Essentially, Rashi and Nida, hey, Rashi didn't say a word over here. Rashi and Nida said, why not taka? Rashi says over there, Hano osu mu'etes. The poskim learned, the Bogabram, the Taz, the Bad, they learn it means because Reach, as soon as you smell it, it's gone. So it's bedugmas nis'akal ha'maychu. Listen, when you eat something, you only make a brocha achorina for 72 minutes. After that, it's gone. If it's gone, you can't make a brocha achorina either. Reach is always like that. You smell, and that's the end of it. That's how they learned the rice. That's Rashi's lotion, brocha muetis. I'm sorry, hano muetis. Hano muetis. Omer Abiyane. Okay, a little these medical type gemoras here. Omer Av. Koshu kebeitzo, beitzo tova mimenu. There's no any food the size of a beitzah will do you better, will better for you. So the more was into eggs. Kiyosa Ravin, Omar, Tova Biyasa Megulgalto. How did they learn? Rashi's Gugalto is a roasted egg. Roasted but soft. Lightly roasted egg, correct. Is Mishita Kaisa Sulta. We just said that an egg is better, will do more for you than an equivalent amount of food. He's saying a lightly roasted egg will be better for you than six lugin of solace. Kiyosar Abdimi Omer Tova Biyasa Megulgalta, lightly roasted Mishita. A lightly roasted one is better than six lug of flour. Matvisa, that's fully roasted till it's hard, what we call a hard egg, but not boiled, roasted hard, is better than arba. It's not as good as the lightly roasted, better than four. Mivushalta, a boiled egg, that's what we meant before, that it's better than an equal amount. Kol shuki beitza, beitza toiv, menu labar, mi bisra, except for bosa. I don't know if the cardiologists would agree with the Gemara. They weren't the meat and eggs. It was, but they state the Gemara. Rav Akiva Omer afilu ochal shelek. Vehu mezoinoi. You have to bench. Well, where do you have shelek that's mezoinoi? We have a person said. It's into the vegetables that heavy. Umika mirid av shelek mezoinoi. Om Rav Ashi beklach shel kruv shonu. The stalk of the kruv is cabbage, you know? Cabbage. Yeah. But so that's lamoz and we'll soon say that's filling. Toner Rabbonu. Tchul is the spleen, I think. What? Your filling shinayim is good for the teeth, for kosher lebnayim, it's bad for the intestinal tract. Creation, that's your leeks before, correct? Correct. I'm still not sure how to fix the leak, but whatever, some sort of green vegetable. Faket, kosher is bad for the teeth, your filling is good for the stomach. Kol yerek chai, any raw vegetables? Moirik, it takes away the look on your face. It makes you look bad. V'chol cotton, any small thing, we'll see what it means. A small barrier, it didn't grow completely. Maktin will make the person smaller somehow. V'chol nefesh, if you eat a whole nefesh, let's say a whole fish, something like that. Meshiv es ha-nefesh. V'chol korev le-nefesh, what's near, that it mean any cut of meat that's near the beis ha-shechita, that's near there, is meshiv es ha-nefesh. Kruv lemozen, kruv is filling. Trodden beats lerefuah. Oilo lebeis, oilo lebayis. Oi to the bayis, mean to the stomach. Shal lefes overes besoichay. Apparently, lefes was not good for the keres. Omama. Tchul spleen is yovel shinaim kosher. It's good for the teeth. It's not good for the stomach. So what should you do? Come on, push it eitzer. Maita kanti nilo sein eshadin. Chew it and spit it out. Creation's the other way. It's kosher l'shinayin, yofle me'ez. What should you do? Maitakante, l'shlakin, cook it well so you don't have to chew it, and then eat it. Kol yerek chai moirik. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, when? Besuda rishayna shel achar akosa. It's not always. It's if you, it's the first meal after akosa saddam, that's when kol yerek chai will cause you trouble. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, kol oichel yerek, koinam arba shoyis. Anybody eats yerek before four shoyis, also le saper imenu. You shouldn't talk to him. Why is bad breath? My time is shum reichet. Right, eating raw vegetables. Right, I'm sure it's not clear if it's raw vegetables, cooked vegetables, but some type of vegetables will give a bad smell. So you shouldn't talk to someone who ate it that early. Also lodem sheyechel yerek chai. Bechalal, one shouldn't eat yerek chai koinam arba shos. And we don't know why. He doesn't give a reason for that. Now ameimar v'ravashi acho. I'm sorry. They brought before them Yerek Chai, Koidem Arba Shoyes. Koidem Arba Shoyes. Right? Amaim Ravashi Echel, they ate it. Umazut Shalochel, he wouldn't eat it. In other words, he was going with that second memra of Rabbi Yitzchak. He didn't want to eat it. Now, he asked him an interesting thing. According to the first memra of Yitzchak, if you're going with Rabbi Yitzchak, then you shouldn't have spoken to us, because he said anyone who ate Arba Shos, Yerek, you shouldn't speak to him. Omule, my daitach, where do you hold? Dom Reb Yitzchak, aloch Yerek, koinem Arba Shos, otso l'saper imenu. Mishum reicho, v'anan dekoach, we ate, v'kom ishtozen, you're talking to us. Apparently you don't go with Reb Yitzchak. Explains the Mashur, because he understood that memory was only on cooked vegetables. And they were eating raw vegetables. He said, but I hold like the other Reb Yitzchak. In other words, you ate raw vegetables before 4 hours. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I shouldn't talk to you. He only meant that by cooked vegetables. But the other Rabbi Yitzchak was, you shouldn't eat, for a different reason, which we don't know, raw vegetables. That I'm sticking with. The Svirle Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Oslodom Sheikhel Yerekai, Kodem Arba Shoyes. Kokot Maktin, what does it mean, small? Amrab Chizda, Filu Gadye Barzuza, even a sheep. Barzuza, meaning it's worth a lot of money. It's a fat, it's a good sheep, but lamais, it's not fully grown. Some that's not fully grown is not good for you. Veloya moro, nonetheless, be river. It hasn't reached a quarter of its size. Notice this goat, what do you call a baby gidi? What they having? It's a baby goat, a little one, not hasn't grown up yet. Hasn't reached a quarter of its full development. So even though it's fat and it's a good thing, but that's called cotton. Aval is be river, if it has already reached a quarter of its growth, less than, but then we're not worried, that's not called cotton. Kol nefesh meshiv nefesh, if you eat a whole barrier, omar afpapa afilu gildeni de begili, even little fish. And it's, the goat, you're telling me, is not good for you, though it's big, because it hasn't reached a quarter of its development. These little fish alach, even though they're very small, but since that's their size, it's a psanefesh lema, it does good for you. Unko means the neck, because that's near the beis hashchita where the chiyus of the animal is. Amalei Rava l'Shami told the Shamis, ki maisili umtsa de bisra, you bring me a piece of meat, raw meat, trach mitareach, v'aisili, bring me mehecho de mekarev lebei boruch, what's near the brocha, meaning the place where they made the brocha, meat that's near the beis hashchita. Now the brisa finished, kruv lemozin, trod lerefuah. Sounds like kruv, what? Sounds like kruv is good for filling you up, and not for a fool. Beets are good for a fool. Right? Kruv lemozin ain lefuah loads mashma. Kruv is not good for a fool. Veo atanya shisha dvorim merapin es achoyle michot, six things heal a sick person. Urfosin refuah veilu hay kruv utrodin umesisin. Now dvash has to go out because you'll see there are actually seven things here. Kruv trodin umesisin. Let's see dvash. Keva, the stomach of the animal. Haras is the womb. The Yeseres HaKoved is the diaphragm. So there are seven. So the going takes out the word dvash, or some make the word dvash should be yovesh. It means mesisin yovesh. Mesisin is a... okay, Rashi Kapulio, he teaches as a nun, I think some sort of a mint, that kind of a thing. Okay, anyway, but whatever it is, it says over here that kruv is good for refuah. You just brought me a brice, a kruv lemozin, trodin lerefuah. Elaim a kruv af lemozin. That's what it means. Kruv is good also for mozin, trodin is good only for refuah. Oilo labayisha lefes of rosa elberis besocho. Not good for the stomach, lefes. Eini v'omale rova l'shame kichazes lifta b'shug. When you see lefes in the shug, turnips. Lo temoli b'maykrarches rifta. Don't ask me what am I going to eat bread. Meaning, if you see lefes in the shug, buy it. That's my meal. Obviously, you help from it. Amra b'ayim b'li bosa. When they said lefes was bad, it means to eat it without bosa. To get it with meat is good. Rova m'bli yayin. Eat my rav oma m'bli bosa shmula m'bli eitz. Not well cooked. Rav yechon oma m'bli yayin. Amale rav ola rapopa sudni. Rav Sudni means he made beer. He made beer out of dates. That was his line. He was a beer maker. Meaning he drank a lot of beer. They didn't have wine over there. Anan tavrin lo bebisr v'chamra. We break it. We break the sharpness of the turnip, like we just said, with yayin and bosa. You guys don't have yayin. Atan de lanovish v'chamra. But my tavrin, what are you? What are you weaken the turnips with? Only bit tzivi. Meaning with wood, meaning we cook it well, because that was the other thing we said. If it's well cooked, we said, if it's well cooked, it's also okay. Kiho de bisu de Rav Papa, like the wife of Rav Papa, bosa de mavashala, after she would cook a tavrlo, she would weaken the strength of the turnip, bitamnon 80 oifri pasaisa, 80 big pieces of wood. Meaning she would cook it again with a lot of wood, with a lot of fire. We get very well cooked. That'll weaken the turnips. Okay. Tana Rabbona. Dag cotton moliach, small salted fish, pa'omim shumaim. Sometimes it's quite dangerous. When is that? B'shiva, on the seventh day of the salting. B'shiva, so the 17th day. B'esim b'shiva, the 27th day. V'amla b'esim u'shloisha. So if it's the 7th, 17th, 27th, possibly the 23rd day from the salting, it's a dangerous thing to eat. V'loy amor, we only said that's a problem, b'matve lo matve. It's roasted and not roasted, it's not fully cooked. Avo matve shapir, if it's well roasted, shap less lumbo, no problem. Udelo matve shapir, even if it's not fully cooked, that we said it's a problem, lo yamoron el dol shosa basve shikra. If you don't drink shekhar after it, shosa basve shikra, less lumbo, it won't do you any damage. Vashoysa mayim letzomo, mayim is a very interesting thing. Anything else, if you drink it, it has taste, you make a brocha. Mayim is not that way. Mayim has to be letzoma. It doesn't mean you're coming from the Sahara Desert, you're drinking water. It means you have a reason for drinking the water, as opposed to saying, normal. I mean, if a person drinks the water, he's tzome. I mean, generally speaking, you have something out of the water. But in a chanami, you have a case where you don't have from the food end of the water, you don't make a brocha. Where's that case? He's choking. He needs water to push it down, you're not going to make a brocha. But possibly, if you put it down with some Diet Coke, you got to make a bracha. Because then you have none of the taste. Water, you don't have that. You have only that you want to drink the water. So in Chanukah, say umtzi, you don't make a bracha. Or you take pills. People take pills with water. Generally speaking, you know, obviously you have to be thirsty. But no mind, you just down the pill with water, you don't make a bracha. You down the pill with orange juice, you do make a bracha. Reb Tarfon Omer Berner Foshes Rabbis V'Chesroina. He made, before drinking water, he made a Berner Foshes. Omer Le Rovo Bar Rav Chan La Bay Bar Rav Yosef Hilchus Omai. How do we pass? And Omer Po Chazei Omai Omad Abor. Go see what the Velt is Noyeg. About it, the minig was to make shakel before, and we do make like a Pop and Rav Ashi. We make Berner Foshes on everything.